After describing the Jewish people's exodus from Mitzrayim, the Torah gives us the amount of time that they had spent in sum total in the land of Mitzrayim. The Torah says, "Umoshav b'nei Yisrael asher yoshu b'Mitzrayim." The amount of time that the Jews lived, shloshim shana v'arba me'el shana, was 430 years that the Jewish people lived in Mitzrayim. And then the next pasuk says again, "Vayihim iket shloshim shana v'arba me'el shana." At the end of this 430-year period, "Ve'etzem hayom hazeh yatzu kol tzavos Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim." This day, the Jewish people left. And this is a very fundamental problem with this pasuk telling us that the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. All the Mepharshim have to deal with it on two fronts. Number one, as Rashi goes to length to prove, it's simply not true. The Jewish people did not spend 430 years in Mitzrayim. If you count up the ages of Moshe when he left, and his father Amram when he got there, and his grandfather, it doesn't work out. They simply weren't there. As Rashi concludes, they're there for about 210 years, but even the Ramban differs exactly, but it's nowhere near 430 years in Mitzrayim. That's problem number one. Problem number two is a discrepancy. When Abraham, several generations back, was told that his children would be foreigners in a strange land and they would be oppressed, at what we call the Bris Bein Abisarim, he was told that it was only going to be 400 years. For 400 years, your children will be foreigners in a foreign land, they'll be oppressed, and then I'll take them out. So all the Mepharshim struggle, how could this pasuk come and say it was 430 years? Number one, it wasn't 430. And number two, how do you reconcile the fact that Avram was promised only 400, and he ended up there, according to the pasuk, 430? So the Ramban at length goes through four approaches to this. I will spare you the details of all of the numbers. It's quite confusing if you want to go through that. But just to share Rashi and then the Ramban's preferred approach to understand these pesukim. Rashi, if we're familiar with any approach to this, it's the approach of Rashi. Rashi writes, to complicate, the reason why this is very complicated to figure out is that we don't know exactly when the Bris Bein Havasarim took place. We don't know exactly when the promise to Avram was made, at what point in time, what year that was. So it leaves open a lot of discussion as to work out these numbers. So Rashi works out the numbers as follows. Rashi says, if you figure out how old Yitzchak, or how long before the Exodus Yitzchak was born, comes out to a perfect 400 years. So that from the time of Yitzchak's birth till the Exodus was 400 years. So Rashi understands, based on the Medrash, that the fulfillment of the promise that your children will be foreigners in a foreign land for 400 years, that's fulfilled from the birth of Yitzchak until the Exodus from Mitzrayim. That fulfills the 400 years. How do you deal with the fact that the Torah actually says they were there for 430? That, Rashi says, is because the covenant that was made, the Bris Bein Abisarim, when Avram was promised, that happened to have happened 30 years prior to Yitzchak's birth. So that the way Rashi understands the Pesukim, from the time the promise was made, nothing started, no count of time began. It took 30 years from the time the promise was made until Yitzchak was born. Now that Avram has children, and he's not yet in control of the land of Eretz Yisrael, so now he has children, this is not his land, that begins the count of, for 400 years, your children will be foreigners in a foreign land. It wasn't all subjugated under the harsh penalties of Egypt, but the count starts then. 400 years later is the Exodus, and that's how Rashi works out the Pesukim. The Ramban disagrees with us on several accounts. He doesn't like the fact that the count didn't start at the time of the promise, that according to Rashi, from the time that Avram was promised, 30 years go by until the count of 400 begins, plus the fact that the promise was only that Avram's children will be foreigners in a foreign land. And according to Rashi, it was actually many, many years that Avram himself was alive, because Yitzchak was born and Avram's still alive. During all of those years, it shouldn't have said only your children will be foreigners, it will be you and your children, and he has various other issues. The Ramban doesn't like that approach. And Ramban, again, he quotes two other approaches, and the one that he settles on, which he likes the best, is as follows. Says the Ramban, at the time of the Bris Bein Abisarim, for sure at that time, that's when the count begins. Hashem promises Avram, you're going to have difficulties 400 years, but I'll redeem them and they'll leave with great wealth. At that moment, the count of 400 years begin. Says the Ramban, however, there was no definitive end when the Geula would actually take place, for the following reason. Says the Ramban, if I decree upon somebody exile for 2 years because of a certain sin that they did, a certain shortcoming they did, so it's 2 years. What happens if they continue to sin during those 2 years? So we don't say at the end of the 2 years, since the time is up, you go free. The 2 years was decreed because of whatever happened in the beginning. If you don't behave during that 2-year exile, there's no guarantee that at the end of those 2 years you go free, because now you've got to deal with your behavior during the last 2 years. Says the Ramban as follows. The promise started, the count of 400 years began from the moment the promise was said to Avram, 400 years comes up. The problem is that the Jewish people, says the Ramban, did not behave while they were in Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, it was Yadua, Umin HaYadua, Shehoyu Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, Ro'im V'Chata'im Me'od. Narban, as we discussed this before, he mentioned the same idea. They were not perfect when they were in Mitzrayim. Says Narban, Bitlu Gam Hamilo. The bris milah, the mitzvah given to Avram that he had to give to his children, he quotes the pasuk from the Sefer Yechezkel, Vayimaru bi, velo avu l'shmoy elai. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of bris milah while they were in Mitzrayim. And says the Rambam, we have a pasuk in Yoshua that describes that they were oved avodah zarah. They were idolaters while they were in the land of Mitzrayim. The Medrash says that when the Kriyas Yamsuf was about to take place, the Malachim, the angels in heaven, claimed to Hashem, how can you split the, why would you split the sea? Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. On this side of the Yarden is Ovdei Avodah Zarah from the Egyptians. On this side of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban, we find sources that the Jewish people had certain shortcomings in Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, therefore, while the 400 years were up, it wasn't time to leave, because they still had to now deal with an extended exile as a result of their behavior while in Mitzrayim. How long did that extended period last? 30 years. So the promise was 400. How long does the Torah describe the Jewish people actually in Mitzrayim? 430. It was at the end of that extra 30 years, which was a punishment for the behavior in Mitzrayim, that they finally went out. Why 30 years, says Ramban? Why specifically that amount of time and then they were able to go free? Says Ramban, the reality is they didn't deserve it then either. They weren't worthy, they did not have the mitzvahs, and they did not have the schus to leave. It should have gone on much farther. Except for the fact, says the Ramban, Shenitzaku vehirbu tfila. They cried out, and they were excessive in their tfila, in their prayers, their beseeching of Hashem. And he quotes all the psukim. This is when we discussed this before. In the beginning of Sefer Shemot, Hashem heard their cries. He saw their afflictions. He saw their pain. And when the Jewish people cried out in tfila, says the Ramban, therefore, tzakas b'nei Yisrael boi lai. And you really need more time. The 30-year additional penalty, it wasn't the end. It wasn't the, that's now it's up. It's that you cried out and you davened your mispalel, and I heard virachamim, your cries, and therefore I took you out at this point. Says the Ramban, this will explain a medrash that says that the Bnei Ephraim, the descendants of the tribe of Ephraim, left Mitzrayim 30 years early. Says the Ramban, the pshat in this medrash, according to me, is very simple. 30 years early because the Bnei Ephraim had a perfect calculation from the time that the promise had been made to Avram. They'd been counting and waiting for the 400 years to be up. And it was up. And they left, not because the Zerban, as others want to explain the statement from Chazal, that they miscalculated the end. They were absolutely perfect on their calculation. 400 years to the day had ended from the time of the original promise, and they left. Says Ramban, the problem is that they didn't realize that they had new sins to deal with. They had new problems, new behaviors. That says, okay, those 400 years are done, but you're not ready to go out. And that's why Chazal say it was exactly 30 years prior to Moshe returning to Mitzrayim that the Bnei Ephraim left, because they had the appropriate count of 400, but they didn't realize that they had other sins that they needed to deal with. And what's of note in the Ramban is this idea, which he's now said a couple of times, that the Kate had not come. It was not time. The Jewish people did not deserve to leave, and the only schus that they had was their tefillah. They were here in prayer to Hashem to be saved from their afflictions, and that was what actually got the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim.